Hey there, Patriots. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. I lead the Freedom Force Battalion, where we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. What we are all experiencing is biblical. This is the great day we have been waiting for all our lives. The great awakening when we all wake up and take our freedom back. Check out my show where we discuss the wonderful truth about end times. Join me, Melissa Red Pill the World, and the Freedom Force Battalion.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you are having a great day. We are going to talk about what is really going on with this, with the Tucker Show last night. It did not reveal what we were really expecting and what's going on behind the scenes. Chuckie Schumer and Marduk Murdoch have are conniving together. And so all the powers that be don't want this truth coming out. The reality is nothing can stop what is coming. This truth is coming out whether they like it or not. And so I hope, I'll tell you when we get back for the break, what I am hoping is going to happen. And then we are going to have to jump into the fray. So I'll be right back after the break.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Hey there, Patriots. Let's go. If you're not familiar with our channel, go to freedomforce.live. You'll see all of our videos there and all of our research there about how this is biblical. It's very good news. It's bad times for them and good news for us. So here's the main book that I wrote in End Times, the first one, which is a decode of Revelation, End Times and 1,000 years of peace. That's what we're headed for. And they're going to be gone and nothing can stop what is coming. So let's see what's going on. President Trump just posted last night that great job by Tucker Carlson tonight. The Unselect, he's talking about the UN, just so you know, UN Select Committee of Political Hacks and Thugs has been totally discredited. They knowingly refused to show the videos that mattered. They should be tried for fraud and treason, and those imprisoned and being persecuted should be exonerated and released now. Now, I'm going to show you some clips that I think were just pulled from what Tucker had shown, because he knew that the powers that be were going to come down with everything they had against him once he started revealing this. They were not just going to go, oh, never mind. Oh, well, they win. You know how they do. They never, never stop fighting against all, you know, the truth coming out. And so Chuckie Schumer had to get his big face into the middle of it, and he shut Tucker down. And you might have seen the video, and I need to pull the clip for you, but basically he came on the microphone saying, Murdoch, you need to stop him because he's destroying our democracy. Okay. So, you know, it was so weird that that McCarthy only gave these tapes to Tucker Carlson. And, you know, I'm thinking, and even Mike Lindell was saying they need to be released to everyone. But this is high-level strategy. This is 4D chess. So, okay, what's going to force their hand to have this really expose McCarthy to give it to everybody? He first gives it to Tucker. Tucker starts to release it, and then they scream, hello. And then what if McCarthy is going to say, okay, we'll go ahead and release it to everyone then? The crazy thing is, I'm going to try to show you a video of that. But they don't even care like they want. Like, it's a danger to democracy if you show what happened on January 6th. How is more transparency bad for bad for our country? That's ridiculous. Okay, yeah, but Murdoch shut him down. Cheryl Atkinson said this. Did Fox and Tucker Carlson show more of the January 6th videos as promised, or did they change the programming after threats and pressure to do so? Didn't y'all find that weird last night? He comes on, you think, oh yeah, we're going to have more videos. He shows the reruns of what they showed last night, which was amazing, but yeah. And then he also showed Chuckie Schumer complaining about, you know, Helen Murdoch threatening him that he needs to stop him. And then that was it, pretty much. He didn't show any new footage. How many times have we thought, how is Tucker able to say all the things he's able to say? I'm so, so thankful for it. And what's so interesting, and I think I have a clip of this, but anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. But they get terrific coverage. They get giant money in their pockets, cha-ching, when they show this information, because they know we're hungry for this. We want to see this. And so when they're going against what's good for their pocketbook, you know it's for some other reason, and it's because they know this is going to expose them for their crimes, and they're going to be in, you know, serious trouble. Anyway, so Cheryl said then, from what I gather, the plan to air more January 6th tapes on Fox tonight changed. That must have been a battle behind the scenes. That must have been some battle behind the scenes. But it should be addressed explicitly on the program, just rather than pretending to ignore it. Like, you know, I'm just going to show reruns. I'm going to show Chuckie. I'm not going to show, you know, but they didn't say that. But we're like, where's the beef here tonight? Right? We didn't. And so, yeah, that's what Bannon was saying. My mouse is acting silly. Murdoch said, Murdoch shut Tucker down. No doubt. No doubt about it. Okay, so this is what McCarthy was saying. And he says like transparency four times. And the craziest thing is normal journalists would say, we want more information. How crazy is it for journalists to say, we want less? We don't want you to share this information. The crazy thing is you'd think they'd be like, well reveal it, give it to us too. We want to see what is in it. But no, they don't. Isn't that, yeah. Very, very strange. They are highly controlled. This is exactly what President Trump said. You're fake news. You're fake news.
Last night he went on, so this was a mostly peaceful chaos, as he said. He downplayed Brian Sicknick's death, said it was not related to January 6th, that this was not an insurrection. Do you regret giving him this footage so he could whitewash the events of that day?
No. I said at the very beginning, transparency. And so what I wanted to produce for everybody is exactly what I said, that people could actually look at it and see what's gone on that day.
But Mr. Speaker, is this portrayal of what happened that day?
Look, each person come up with their own conclusion, but I just wanted to make sure is I had transparency.
Do you believe
because I know in CNN, I mean, I had here where you guys actually broke where we were. This was a secret location, Fort McLaren. I don't know if you got concerned by that. I don't even know from point of view of security, if we could ever be taken there again. But when you broke that at CNN, that was a real concern to a lot of people. I had a real concern also when I wanted to make sure transparency. Look, the officer's death is tragic, and anytime an officer is passed in this situation, I want to make sure they're protected. I want to make sure the transparency is goes forward.
Speaker McCarthy, was this in any way part of the deal that you made to win the speakership?
No.
To specifically give the content to
the answer is no.
Transparency, four times. He mentioned transparency in a space of a minute and 20 seconds. He's trying to be transparent with the American people. How and why do all these journalists, these are not journalists. I really shouldn't even call them that. They are mouthpieces for the cabal. Why do they're screaming, no, we don't want to see it. Don't you know that was horrible for you to expose us? Because they know how damning it is, how it's revealing that how they have just imprisoned people falsely. They've used this narrative. They've created their own little narrative that had no bearing in reality. We all see that now. We've known it, but these tapes were just extremely obvious. So that is, I just hope, because of all this mayhem and that we can't get any truth out, that Tucker's going to be shut down, say, okay, well, we'll just go ahead and post this on, uscapital.gov or somewhere where everyone can access it for themselves. This is the only way forward, is that we have to be able to see the information. And actually, I want to show you also about Elon is talking about the only way forward is the freedom of speech and also freedom of information. There's all of it free. All right, so then this creep, oh my goodness, this guy drives me crazy. So this is what Merrick Garland had to say afterward. And you can tell when they have to come out that quick, they know their goose is cooked. And then they know that they're that this is just so damning what happened, all the videos that were released.
Reports. I think all Americans saw what happened on January 6th, and most of us saw as it was happening. It was a violent attack on a fundamental tenet of American democracy.
And so, as you remember, Tucker Carlson's videos show that the people were not violent. They were walking in there, milling around, standing in line, being at their Capitol, which was what we have been taught in school, that we have our free country and that we get to go and air our grievances and we get to go to our Capitol. And they're like, no, you don't. No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to air your grievances. You don't get to protest. You don't get to have free speech. And so, yeah, he's saying we all saw what you put out there, like Wag the Dog the movie. We saw what you put out there as the what you wanted us to see, what your criminal cohort wanted us to see.
Power is peacefully transferred from one administration to another. Over 100 officers were assaulted on that day. 5 officers died. We have charged more than 1,000 people with their crimes on that day, and more than 500 have already been convicted.
So he doubled down, saying that 5 officers died. That is not true. That is not true. Sick Nick was the one who died. And as Tucker clearly showed, he was alive and well after they said that he had been bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher and something else. They said, bottom line, all their lies never hold up. And so all that, he died actually a couple of days later, likely from the spray, all that spray that he probably had a negative effect from that. I think that's what it was. I haven't looked at it lately, but anyway, so I want you to see that. So he's doubling down. Chucky's doubling down. Murdoch is saying, oh, I can't show it because the government says not to show. Yeah, Murdoch doesn't want to show it. And even despite how much money would be in his pocket. Okay. Kanakoa the Great, I've shown you him before. He's awesome. He's so great. He's showing little clips. This one is about this. This guy he's got headphones on, dark glasses. He's got something. Basically, he looks like a gangster, right? He's covering his face. He's got this giant pole that's in the doorway that's holding the door open, and other people were coming to push people in. This masked man sporting dark sunglasses used a pole to keep the Capitol doors open, urging people to enter. He used his free hand to push individuals inside. Despite the recorded behavior, he has not been charged, arrested, or placed on the FBI's wanted list. What does that? They don't want you to know that. And they knew that the intelligence community knew likely that that was what was going to come out last night on Tucker's show. So I'm going to show you this. At some point, the pole holding the door comes loose, and the suspicious actor tries to grab it. This guy right here tries to grab the pole. While trying to pick up the pole from the ground, suspicious actor is hit with the tear gas. And so this guy has this person who's helping him. I don't know if you saw that, but sorry, I don't think I can go back on it. But the point is that person with him had a gas mask. Who brought a gas mask? I was there at the Ellipse. Nobody had a gas mask. We weren't there to riot. We weren't there to tear anything up. We were there, and actually originally down by the White House, we were not there to do any of that. We were there to peacefully and patriotically protest and make our voices heard that we disagreed with, we did not want them to approve an election that was fraudulent. I know I probably better not say any of this because I'm trying to post now on YouTube and I'm probably going to get slammed with that. But anyway, whatever. So the point is this, that's what we were there for. And who brought a gas mask? Nobody. None of the Patriots brought a gas mask, right? Anyway, so I want you to see that. And also wanted you to see, oh yeah, that one. I want you to see Tariq. He did such a great job. He is such a great hero, and that other lady is such a zero. So he is and Tucker was posting about what happened with him, and he's a Capitol Police officer. He tried to get help, saying, "What do I do? There are people coming into the Capitol. I need to protect the senators. You know, what are my orders?" And he would not get a response. Nobody would respond to him. And he doesn't say the name, but he's talking about Nancy Pelosi was the one who was responsible. And she would not. And I guess the chief of, you know, of the Capitol Police should have taken marching orders from Nancy. And they wouldn't hear a word. He couldn't hear a word. So he started to do this on his own. He's just following the normal protocols. And so he goes and he lets the people out. And it gets the senators out, and on the way he ends up being outside, and he puts on, he's like, he doesn't know who these people are, but he's thinking, you know, this could be a dangerous situation. Well, he puts on a MAGA hat thinking that that's going to protect him. Well, they found out about this and they fired him. Basically, they didn't want him to do anything that was according to protocol. They wanted this to be mayhem on top of mayhem, and he was trying to bring law and order and protect the senators, and they didn't want any of that. But now he's lost his job, and trust me, he's blackballed, and he's working part time as a furniture mover. They blackballed him, so he can't get a job. I will tell you this: when we get through with all this, he is a proven patriot, and he will get a great job and do something that he really enjoys doing, that he is highly gifted at. And so this is our moment, you guys, that we are all proving ourselves in the middle of the fire, that we are people of honor, we're people of truth, we're people who just are going to do the right thing no matter who's looking and no matter what the cost. Who would have figured that, you know, you just never figure that the powers that be would want you to do something criminal or illegal or not to protect the senators. But check this out.
Since you were there on January 6th, what did you think of the job of the January 6th committee? Do you think that they were honest in the way they approached it? Do you think they got to the truth?
I pray almost daily that they would get to me. I was never asked to testify. And if you listen to the
radio... You were never asked by the January 6th committee?
I was never asked by anybody connected to the January 6th committee to testify. I ask myself why every day, and every day I might have a different answer, but I, you know, looked at what pretty much they focused on Donald Trump and not the failures of the Capitol Police.
Why do you think they were there?
I think that some people there had planned on being violent. Some people may have turned violent after what they were going through. I think that people wanted to support their president. They wanted to, some of those people wanted just to support him. And some of those people didn't commit violence, and some of those people didn't plan on it.
Right. And he doesn't even, it appears that he doesn't even imagine, or he can't even imagine that the FBI was in on it. And he's right up in the middle of it. He just couldn't even imagine, you know, and he's thinking that these people are, you know, that this was patriots, you know, the Trump supporters who were causing all this mayhem. It's a big old red pill to realize that that's our own government. That's history 101. They've been doing this over and over and over. Anyway, but here's the video of
Johnson. No one answered
of Tariq, and now he's going through, and it's clear that now this woman right here, she ended up covering the tracks. Check this out. Let me play a little bit of this.
Yogananda Pittman kept vital information about the protests from frontline officers like him. Pittman was the assistant chief of the department in charge of intelligence operations.
We should have been better prepared that day, and we could have been better prepared that day if the information was disseminated like it was supposed to be.
Once protesters moved inside the building, Johnson's first concern was the safety of senators. His job was to protect them. In rising panic, he called over the radio for direction and assistance. Even now, 2 years later, he is baffled by the response he got.
I was requesting permission to evacuate the Senate side, the Senate chambers, because I had a clear line of sight to get them out the Senate door, and I didn't get permission. The dispatcher called a couple times to see if I can get permission. No response.
With Yogananda Pittman and his other supervisors unresponsive, Johnson says he decided to begin the evacuation of senators himself.
The person that I thought was going to authorize the evacuation didn't do it. I wanted to get those members of Congress out as quickly as I could. That's why I initiated, those evacuations. Me being disciplined, it wasn't as important as not getting the members of Congress and their staff to safety.
Footage we reviewed seems to...
He knew that he was not getting orders to do that. So he was like, I don't know why I'm not getting orders, but even if I get disciplined, even if I get in trouble for it, I'm going to go ahead and get these people to safety, which is the normal protocol.
Bolster Johnson's account. The video shows Johnson conducting the evacuation of senators from the chamber. Yet Tariq Johnson was not rewarded for what he did. He was punished. A photo emerged of Johnson wearing a MAGA hat outside the Capitol. That picture cost him his career.
Sometimes I look at it and like, thank you, God, for blessing me with this hat. And sometimes I'm like, wow, I wish this hat never came in my life.
A Biden voter, Johnson says he donned the hat in an effort to rescue fellow officers he believed were trapped in the building.
I figured if I had the hat on, it'd be easier for me to navigate my way through the crowd. It was basically self-preservation and de-escalation, and I needed to get up those steps. I couldn't say what would have happened walking through that crowd without it.
But for the crime of wearing a Trump hat, Johnson found himself suspended. Ultimately, he resigned from the force and lost his pension. He now works part-time as a furniture mover. Yogananda Pittman, meanwhile, thrived. 2 days after January 6th, Nancy Pelosi elevated Pittman to acting chief of the Capitol Police. Late last year, Pittman took a high-paying job as the head of security at UC Berkeley, which is right outside Pelosi's congressional district. Berkeley announced Pittman's hiring with unqualified praise for her, quote, steadfast commitment to social justice. Pittman herself boasted about her heroic performance on January 6th. Her department, she said, quote, saved democracy that day.
Mm-hmm.
We reached out to Yogananda Pittman for comment, but she didn't get back to us.
Right. So there you go. That's how they do it. She's a trusted. When they say, oh, this is a solid person, you hear Biden saying that some different times, oh, this is a trusted person, trusted to do whatever they need to do. Lie, cheat, steal, break the law, anything, cover up, all that. And then they're rewarded. That's how it works, folks. That's how it works. And the man who does the right thing in this difficult situation, look what happens to him. the day is coming. I'm assuring you on this. This is what we talk about on how this is biblical. We're going to see where we will no longer be under the boot of these tyrants. No longer will the evildoers get to run everything. The Bible says clearly, and I shared this with you on Revelation 11:11, that we will rise into these positions of authority. We're seeing that happen, and that these people are being exposed, and they're going to be brought down. I'm going to show you that when we get back from the break. It's just all throughout God's word. It really is. And that's exactly what we're seeing. This they've won for a moment, but just hold on tight. When we get back, also, I'm going to show you this video, which is an FBI agent who tries to pretend, oh, no, I'm not breaking this window. And this is our job, right, as patriots. Let's all, as soon as we grab, these are all on the social media right here, freedomforce.live. Go to the freedomforce.live, then the social media, and you'll see all of the social media platforms that I have. Go over there, grab those, and share them, email them, text them, send them on a carrier pigeon, something. Get these things out there so people can see the truth. This guy is clearly FBI. He's come completely ready to, you know, have gloves and a mask and, you know, dark glasses and the whole thing. He's clearly, and I think in one of the videos, you can see that he's got an earpiece in. These people, we're leading the charge, and that's what this young man doesn't see, but where everyone's going to see it soon. Anyway, I'll be right back to tell you more after the break.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Hi, I'm Del Bigtree, and thanks for watching Brighteon TV.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way. That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Wait, hang on, I got to get one of these.
All right, let's go, Patriots. I've got to go super quick through this. Here's what I want to show you. President Trump just posted this. Viewer, the rankings, cable news rankings from Saturday, March 4th. That's when he was at CPAC. And remember, they were not going to show this. And then after all the pushback that they got, Murdoch decided to show President Trump at CPAC. And look, it's the number one rated thing on that whole for that whole day of all the cable news. Fox News is always, you know, all this is at the top, but then you've got low down here, CNN, MSNBC, all that. These numbers are actually very similar to some of the shows that we know of, you know, that we watch all the time, are the Patriot shows. We're really actually competing with them in surprisingly, okay? So, yeah, but Trump at CPAC, of course, got 1.6 million views. And so, okay, so why would they not want to show this? Because you know that's money in their pocket. When they see these views, that's what increases their ad revenue. And so it tells you right there that because they, you know, Murdoch's guilty. He doesn't want to show it. Now, I want, this is that guy. You got to see this guy. And now you'll see at the end where he's like, oh, don't be tearing that window. It's embarrassing. It's like a kid who's like three. It's like, we saw you. We've got you on video where you were tearing the window out.
Why don't you guys open up the
window? Because I think that probably be illegal.
Well, I know, but my glasses. I got my.
I'm just picking up garbage.
When Pal turns around, he captures on video suspicious actor one vandalizing the window. So then this protester jumps between the suspicious actor and the window. This guy comes in.
Do not go in there!
Blames the broken window on him. How could you do that? How could you do that? USA! 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 He hasn't been placed on the FBI most wanted list. Yeah, he hasn't been arrested. Yeah, yeah. So the amazing thing for us is that we're living in a day when we can post this, we can capture that. Everybody's got their camera with them. Everybody can take a video of something and share it, and it goes viral. Like, remember the balloon that was shot down? Was it Oregon or whatever? This is just a lady in her kitchen. She's like, oh, what is that? And then next thing you know, it goes viral. This is the amazing thing about this day. They never would have imagined that we would have the ability to do that. And so that's why they cannot get away with their lies. They cannot get away with their evil, because them. We just put a video and it's just everywhere. It's an amazing day we're living in. Okay, I wanted to show you this about MyPillow. Let me do this real quick. I'm going to save that for a little farther on. So the next thing I want to show you is Elon Musk was on a town hall or something. And so he had several things to say. He said, we must protect free speech at all costs. Check this out. I'm so thankful for him. He's, if it weren't for Twitter being open, I'm so thankful it's open. It's made a big difference to reach the normies, okay? And it's time in this battle for us to reach the normies.
A functioning democracy, it has to be free speech and a level playing field. That's why it's the First Amendment. It was the first thing they did. Like, we got to make sure freedom of speech. And why did they do that? It's because where they came from, there wasn't freedom of speech. And once you lose freedom of speech, you don't get it back.
Right.
That's why we must protect it at all costs.
That's why we must protect it at all costs. And that's what we're doing. And that's why, you know, I'm back on Twitter at Melissa Red Pill. And so if you can go on there, find a way to get back on there. I had to create a different account. But hopefully, you know, my old one has not been reinstated. But it's very important that we don't leave the digital battlefield, that we fight for free speech in every place. There should not be one place that we're not allowed to speak. Okay. And I'm actually, that's why I'm trying to go back onto YouTube, see if I can get some truth over there, because a lot of people are over on YouTube. And so as soon as I do, I think it's going to be youtube.com/@MelissaRedPill over there. So you can check that out too. Anyway, so stay tuned on that. So I've been kicked off, I don't even know how many times. I've tried this and tried that. But if you notice, during the investigations, big tech is having to go and give an answer for why they are removing and banning people. And so I think they're having to kind of mind their manners right now. And then the CEO, Wojcicki or whatever her name is, she just resigned. So I think that this is a good time to try to go back over there, because before it was just, you know, I think they had an algorithm just for my voice, and they would say, oh, that's her. That's the lady that we don't like. Anyway, so this is where it's talking about Twitter must be accurate. Check this out.
Half an hour or so. So what we have is the thing that's, like, I think most interesting is there's about 120 to 130 million hours of human attention per day on Twitter. Every single day on average. Which is, I think, comes to a really interesting point, which is to just, it's startling how poorly monetized that is. Because you have to say, like, how valuable is that attention?
Because it's been a CIA operation. They were never using it to try to make money. They were using it maybe to have it on the stock market to manipulate and to scrape some money off and then have everybody else lose. But their main thing about Twitter has been just to control the narrative. And now he's actually running it as a business, saying you've got all these people over there. You've got to be able to monetize it, because it's a tremendous platform, and it should be able to be monetized.
Called 130 million hours of human attention per day of people that read. So these are generally the smartest people in the world, the most influential people in the world, and you have 130 million hours of their time per day. That's a lot. So currently Twitter makes about 5 or 6 cents per hour of that time. I think this is poorly monetized.
I think so.
Paul Graham's attention. Paul Graham's half hour of attention is worth more.
He's talking about us. He's like, these are the people who are with it. These are the people who are on it, who are awake, who are not necessarily awake, but just people who are not just, you know, watching baseball. You know, nothing wrong with baseball, but, you know, we're trying to save a country here. We're trying to save our country for our grandchildren here. And so that's what the Twitter is filled with people where the ideas are passed around, where people are doing more than just, you know, just kind of sliding through life. We're the ones who are trying to propel our culture into, you know, freedom and all that. But there's some over there, obviously, who are not. So now that we, you know, he's got to be able to monetize it. He's got to be able to monetize it so that it can continue, because it no longer has the funding from your tax dollars and mine. Okay. So the other thing he was talking about is, oh, I can't remember this one. Hang on.
The goal is to have Twitter be the best source of truth, the most timely and accurate source of truth, even if the truth is something we don't want to hear or unpleasant or whatever, but have it be timely and accurate and really just where you can really understand what's going on. And not just is something true or not, but what is the narrative? So the thing that I think most people don't, probably you do, but most people don't quite appreciate is that the media controls the narrative. So there are many things that could be talked about in the world, but only a few things could fit on the front page. So, but Twitter doesn't have a limitation like that. So the public can control the narrative, and the public can inform themselves as to what the narrative should be. That's a really big deal.
It's a huge deal.
So it's a forum for, I call it citizen journalism, or for the public to get together and communicate in a way that was never possible before. So you can really know what's going on.
It really is. It's the town hall for the world, not just Twitter, but because Twitter is the biggest one. And so that's why it's a very astute point that he is making. You know, we've never had this before where the entire world could get on and on a platform and everyone could bring consensus to an issue. Okay. And that's why, you know, he does polls, you know, so you can say, okay, what is the consensus? And then that's what we go with. But the problem was that the government was trying to control the narrative on Twitter, just like they have always have through mainstream media. And that's where it's like we have to protect these town halls, these platforms, and to make sure that they are truly free platforms so that we really understand what is the true narrative. And this is the thing, like on the January 6th videos, you know, put this out there and then we can look at it and we can see, make the decision, like McCarthy said, for ourselves. In everything, the key word is transparency. And we're adults. We're not little sheep that need to be led around by the nose. We will make a decision for ourselves when we have all the information. And we're not going to be controlled by them anymore. That's really what the revelation and the Great Awakening is all about. That's the revealing of these people have been leading us around by the nose. These people have been criminals. They've been, you know, poisoning us, all that. So we are living in this amazing day. All right, so that Mike Davis, I'm not going to play the clip on this, but Mike Davis was saying Jim Jordan is not getting it. And we need to all put the pressure on Jim Jordan to get with the program. He's spinning out. He's spinning out. And he actually did, on from some of this pushback, he did ask for more money yesterday. So to run this operation, because he's running it like a part-time job. And that's not that we need this thing front and center. We need enough hands on it so that this thing gets run in a very powerful way, that because we don't have time to waste. And he's already wasted 4 months. So Comer, on the other hand, is getting it. He's getting it done. He's doing it, and he's got the staff that he needs. So finally, Jim Jordan is asking for the staff that he needs. So, you know, let's pray for Jim, and let's put the pressure on Jim. All right, also, they're saying Tucker's people should not have been the ones that had to go through the 44,000 hours of these tapes from the January 6th. This should be done by our Justice Department, but clearly Merrick Garland is not doing that. So that tells you right there, you know, we're paying for this service, but then we have to have Tucker's producers go through these 44,000 hours, right? So that's what they never expected. They never thought in the world that would happen. All right, so then I want you to see this. This is Bannon talking with Darren Beatty of the Revolver News. Okay, what they were saying there, this was on the pipeline. On the pipeline, they're saying, you know, they're basically trying to say, oh, it was some Ukraine people that were Russian assets that were pro-Ukraine. That's what they're trying to say. And he says, no, that's, you know, it's CIA. And that's what he and Bannon said.
Exercise and say, is there any possibility that this is just some Ukrainian proxy group? As you suggest, the answer is no, because of the sophistication of the effort. This involved very sophisticated, deep diving, explosive. There's no way people could have been in there without U.S. as acknowledgement, involvement.
It's not okay. It's not the scuba club from Odessa that can do this, right? The scuba guys who go out on a weekend off of Odessa and let's go scuba diving. This was a highly sophisticated cyber. It's still ridiculous to put it in your face. A pro-Ukrainian group. Yeah, it's called the CIA. Okay.
Right.
It's called the CIA. They're pro-Ukrainian CIA. That's what it is. That's who it is. So yeah, this is so good. I posted this on the social media, but I can't show any more of it right now because our time's going to run out. But the other thing is at the end, Darren Beatty says, I'll more likely believe Ray Epps did it than this pro-Ukrainian group. Yeah, it was the CIA. All right. So I'm going to show you, hopefully I'll have time at the end to show you MyPillow, but he will never stop. He never stops. He won't stop. He's because he knows that if we don't get this all these, this vote fixed, we're, our country's done. And so they're, but they're coming at him. Oh, again, can you, you know, you shouldn't have all this transparency in the vote. And we don't want transparency. It's the same thing. Whenever they're trying to obfuscate, everybody says that word wrong, obfuscate, is that to hide all this information, then you know you're on it. You're on, you're right over the target. So great job, Mike Lindell. All right. So I wanted you to see that. Also, Trump is Samson. He is pushing. If you see his truths, and every time there's a truth, I try to share it. And so he is pushing down these columns that have held up this criminal cabal. He's pushing them down like Samson. I just love that picture. Whoever made that, Ben Garrison. Thank you so much. Graphics. So this is biblically what is happening. We're tearing down this false deep state and the deep church. That's what the witnesses are in Revelation 11, is these two witnesses that are supposed to bring peace in the earth, the church and the state. They're supposed to bring peace in the earth and healing in the earth, and they have done everything but that. And so President Trump is tearing them down. Every tweet, every truth that he puts out there, and it's just, I mean, if you've noticed, since we saw that sign in the heavens, it has been like, I don't know, just like nuclear. I don't even know if you use that word, but it's really, he's come out with guns blazing. I probably shouldn't use that either. Okay. He's taken it up several notches of how he's posting very strong posts, whether it's against the globalists, whether it's against the sanctimonious, or all these different people. So that's really, and that's what I go into in this book. And I've got a chapter on Samson. And that Samson was tearing down the power structure of the Phoenicians back in his day. And that's when he tore down, pushed down those columns, and they were destroyed. And that's what we're going to see. That's what this book is about. So check this out. It's $2.99 on Amazon. End times. This is biblical. This is biblical. Every Bible story you've ever heard is being played out in our day, because they're a roadmap to tell you, to tell us what is going on in our day. And the other thing is, I love this. I'm going to read a portion of Revelation chapter 18. This is what we're going to see, and what we're watching is the controlled demolition of the criminal mafia cabal. And we're seeing it like, oh, they're being exposed. And it's just like happening before our eyes. So enjoy the show, and because it takes much suffering to tear us away from them, to expose them. It's a lot. It's very difficult. Woe to you, great city, where all who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth. This is Revelation 18, starting with verse 19. They'll throw dust on their heads with weeping and mourning, crying out, woe to you, great city, where all who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth. Isn't that the truth? All these people have become wealthy from this criminal cabal. In 1 hour, she has been brought to ruin. Who likes that? Raise your hand, everybody. Who likes that? In 1 hour, she has been brought to ruin. Thank you, Lord. Rejoice over her, you heavens. Rejoice, you people of God. Rejoice, apostles and prophets, for God has judged her with the judgment she imposed on you. Isn't that awesome? This is who we're bringing down. This is the Battle of Armageddon, to bring down this criminal cabal, this beast of Revelation, this Antichrist. They are Antichrist. They are anti-love, anti-justice, anti-law, anti-goodness, anti-everything about Christ. They are anti, and they are that's why we realize who they are now. That's why we're fighting them so hard. Rejoice, for God has judged her with the judgment she imposed on you. Okay, everything that she tried to do to us. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it into the sea and said, with such violence, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. How about that? That's what we're moving forward to, guys. We will never find them again. They will never be seen again. We will have 1,000 years of peace. That's what this book is about. And end times and 1,000 years of peace. It's the end of them. The end times for their rule over us, and 1,000 years of peace for us. That is clear. I mean, it's just everywhere. It's in the minor prophets. It's in the book of Revelation. It's all throughout the Bible. I mean, it's everywhere. The sound of the millstone will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of the bridegroom and the bride will never be hurting you again. Your merchants were the world's important people. Yeah, all those ones, right? All the ones who've been high and mighty. But your magic spell, by your magic spell, all the nations were led astray. By the magic spell, basically the magic spell is all the lies, how they control the narrative on the mainstream media. People have bought into their lies. It's like a magic spell they put out every day, whether it's through the news, through the radio, through the movies, through all these sources, and then controlling the social media. They are trying to work their magic, this magic spell, on all the nations. They led astray people all over the world. In her was found the blood of prophets and of God's holy people, of all who've been slaughtered on the earth. This is what they have done. And we cannot let up. We've got to be tough. We've got to be strong. We've got to hold them to an account. We've got to say treason, and these people have to be executed. That's what it's going to be. These people have done crimes against humanity. And clearly, President Trump is talking about bringing back the guillotine. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're going to be tough. We're going to be strong. And all these people who say, oh, forgive and forget. No, that's what happened after World War II. And that will not happen this time. These people will be held to an account. This is biblical. Trust me, President Trump is going to he's going to tear down this and all the people, just like with Samson, all the people will be destroyed. All the ones who've done these crimes against humanity, they will be destroyed. And that's the only way forward at all. Completely. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you are the King of the world, that you are leading this battle and showing us the way to get free of these people, these criminals. Thank you, Lord, for the exposure of the truth with the January 6th tapes. I pray, Lord, that will be all this will be transparent, whether it's what went on in Wuhan, what went on on January 6th, what's going on with every little thing, the vote, all of it, Lord. Bring transparency, bring the light of day, and anyone who's trying to stop it, stop the truth from coming out. We pray that they'll be exposed and they will be brought down just as it says in your word. The light of a lamp will never be shining in them again, and they will never be here to harm us ever again. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I will see you next Wednesday on Brideon.tv at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then definitely check out freedomforce.live and check out all the videos there and all the social media. Join us, like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you then.